emphasis on ensuring that the media and anyone else can't see what's going on here in Lahaina, West Maui. There are miles and miles of this black fence going up that was not here before, that is obscuring ground zero and making sure no one can see what's going on inside of there from the road. No one can get in there. No one can take any pictures. And then I've also seen these weird foreign police cars showing up, these special police, I'm not sure what to call them. This is a Nissan, but there's quite a large presence of these standing guard around the perimeter. We've also lost our ability to fly drones really anywhere near this area. Now, this 20-second clip here that I tried to get out of my car and show what was going on, I was almost immediately, after these 20 seconds, National Guard came, chased me off, yelled at me, told me to get back in my car and keep moving. So you cannot pull over, you can't even stop your car anywhere near any of this anymore. Now, I'm going to show you a fairly long clip that shows just how extensive the fencing is on the western side of the main highway here. And there also is National Guard, regular police, and what I have dubbed special police, which are these police cars that are foreign made. The people that are driving them are not, they don't look like any police I've ever seen in the United States. So kind of a bizarre situation, but they have a huge presence standing guard, ensuring that nothing can be documented. You can't stop your car. You can't pull over. You can't fly a drone. You can't take a picture. You can't get in anywhere near any of this, which is part of what makes the footage that I have so unique. Now, I always make sure to point out that the footage that I have has been uploaded to the mainland to multiple people. They have the credentials to my social media. So if anything does happen to me, it's not going to prevent the story getting out. But the footage I have both on the ground and drone, but particularly on the ground, is not going to be able to be reproduced with the amount of resources they have put into locking this area down. Now, I am working on another video now that's going to show side by side this same drive a week ago, so you guys can compare the, you know, what it's like now, and you can see just the amount of fencing, rocks, police, barricades, all of the effort they are putting into this. They are putting a lot of energy into it, which is kind of interesting. I'd be interested in hearing your thoughts on it. Now, I also want to point out that the reason I've been able to keep cranking out these videos and somewhat neglecting my normal job, my income from my normal job pretty much went away weeks ago when I started all this. The reason I've been able to do that is because I recently put my Zelle in the bio of TikTok, X, and YouTube, and I've had a handful of everyday people making small donations via Zelle, and that has made a huge difference with allowing me to neglect my normal job. And I love my normal job, but if I can focus right now on resisting the attack on freedom and resisting the attack on the First Amendment and getting as much of this information out to you guys as quickly as possible, that is absolutely what I want to do, and that is absolutely what I will do. So thank you so much to everybody who has supported me in that way. You're making a big difference, so thank you for that. And also to all of the people who have kept this story alive by subscribing, by following, by liking, by sharing, by commenting. All of these things have a big impact on the algorithms, so you guys are the reason why this has so much visibility. So thank you so much for that as well. Now, here in these clips, you can see the presence of police, including these, what I've dubbed the special police, and you can see all these guys standing guard on the perimeter. And this is not even really the perimeter. This is quite far away from what burned and from ground zero. So apparently they are concerned that somebody will park or stop their car on the side of the road here and go hiking for miles into this area that's just ashes and rubble. So it's very interesting the amount of effort they're putting into this. Anyway, guys, there's a lot more to come. Thank you very much for watching, and please stay tuned.
This is Tommy Truthful from TruthMafia.com. A lot of people forget Jade Helm, the military operation back in 2015, which was the weaponization of artificial intelligence in the shutdown of all these Walmarts, and they turned underneath of them into FEMA holding centers. Right? So governments don't do things overnight. They plan decades and decades ahead. That's how an empire works. Now, if you go look into Jade Helm, the government went above and beyond to try to censor what was really going on at that time. There's so much fact checks on it and everything, but we all remember all the Walmarts that got shut down, right? And we know what Walmart is really an anagram for FEMA camps. So they're everywhere, guys. They're everywhere. And what's going on in Maui right now is the perfect cover story. It's the perfect cover story with these fires all over the globe. Then they can get their FEMA camps up and say, oh, we're just there trying to help people, right? So the weaponization of weather was the perfect move, using HAARP geoengineering. And then also there's an extra benefit to it. They blame it on climate change. And the people that are the good people that are on the green list, because there's three lists. Red, that's the death list. Yellow, re-education, you'll be in the FEMA camps. And green, that you're, you know, a good little slave. They don't even worry about you having a clue. You're too dumbed down. So you're the ones that will help, you know, create their little robotic society and live at home on your social credit score. This blue color code that we've seen in Maui, what do you think it's connected to? The World Economic Forum, United Nations, World Health Organization, Walmart's, the martial law, the anagram for that. Walmart even has the Star of Rim fan in their logo, which this doesn't come from Judaism. It comes from Saturn, the Star of Rim fan. Jacob Rothschild put it on the flag, okay? And just look at Acts 7:43 and Amos 5:26. That's all I'm going to tell you to look into, guys. We also have the CDC with the blue, you know, Disney, NASA, the Blue Lodge of Freemasonry, which all these groups are intertwined. They really are. But we need to start standing up and speaking out, or our children will have no future. You know, I'm using my platform to expose it. People like this brother right here is using his platform to expose it. I'm asking for God to surround these people who can't see what's wrong. The end of times is now. Thank you for watching. Please follow us on all of our social media platforms and our website, truthmafia.com. The best way to stay informed.